PMM 531. Stop it, Ben. It's just like being at school. Just like being at school with a uniform.
Yeah, well, there's a sign at a store in Auckland that's been circulating social media and has had good and bad comments about it. And the sign is banning pajamas from being worn inside into the store.
Sign.
It's at Papakura Salvation Army. So the sign says, pajama wear is not acceptable in the store. Thank you for your cooperation, store manager. And the store manager's spoken to media saying that she doesn't think that it's suitable to wear PJs in the public store. And I was brought up by my mother. She was a single parent and there were 10 of us. And not once did we ever go outside without wearing clothes and shoes. And I'm like, okay.
And some of the comments against saying at least they're wearing clothes.
Yeah. They're like, pajamas are better than no clothes.
At all. What else is...
And I think it's quite cheeky of them to dictate what their customers can or can't wear.
Mm.
But some people are actually in support of it and said, well, if bars have a dress code, there's no reason shops can't.
Yes. And maybe some... I think there's talk that other business owners in the area are going to look to implement the same policy. As to whether it's, you know, what is it? It goes against the human rights, you know, Human Rights Commission law.
Is it discrimination?
Is it discrimination?
I don't know. I don't know what discrimination says about what you wear.
I must be honest, you know, sometimes when I see, especially young people out in their bathrobes and stuff like that, you know... And it's
it
like,
does look a little bit.
Well, to me, and it's like, okay, I know you're just at the bakery or there, but are you serious? You literally just woke up and you got into the car and then went straight to the...
But maybe they had a rough night. Maybe they all the kids were sick and they literally didn't have time to put anything on and they needed to go get bread for breakfast or bread for lunch.
Hmm.
And, you know, you don't know
what
their
about
backstory.
Bread for thought and going out in public and your appearance? So my four argument is that, yes, because when you go out, you know, you represent not only yourself, but your family in that. So maybe showing some pride?
Yeah, well, the store manager says that she only wants to set a standard and value for her store. And actually, she says that whenever there's people that comes into a store with pajamas, she actually offers them free clothes if they don't have any other clothes.
Mm.
But I've seen heaps of people with their pajamas out in public.
Comfort. Well, during winter, my girls like to wear their onesies. I suppose maybe it's even an age thing. Like, if you see little kids, you know, walking in pajamas, it's like, right. Yeah. But then if you're seeing, like, grown adults and that...
I haven't worn pajamas out. But I have worn clothes that I've slept in to go.
I have worn a onesie out, but that was during, what is it, Halloween? Oh, no, and no, I wasn't going out trick-or-treating. It just so happened that I was wearing this black onesie with the fluorescent skeleton pattern on it. And I had it zipped up all the way to my eyes, and so you could see the skeleton.
Horses.
Even though the skeleton had a lot of meat on it.
So are you for or against it?
You have
to choose one.
Choose one? Yes. Show some pride.
Okay. It's a lie from me.
It's a lie from you. Let's agree to disagree.